From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump met Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the G20 summits Friday.
We look forward to a lot of very positive things happening for Russia, for the United States, and for everybody concerned.
Trump confronted Russian President directly over Moscow's meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign, though Putin denied involvement. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Trump had accepted Putin's assurances that Russia didn't meddle in the U.S. election. However, Secretary Rex Tillerson said the two leaders agreed to continue the discussion with the intent of eventually securing a promise from Russia not to meddle in U.S. affairs in the future. The United States and Russia have also reached an agreement on a ceasefire in southwest Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson explained why he thought this new agreement would succeed where others had failed.
This de-escalation area was agreed. It's well-defined. Agreements on who will secure this area. A ceasefire has been entered into. And I think this is our first indication of the U.S. and Russia being able to work together in Syria.
Tillerson said both countries wish to see Syria become a stable nation. Hamburg police say 196 officers have been injured during 2 days of clashes with anti-globalization activists who are protesting the Group of 20 summit in Germany. City officials would not provide a comparable figure for injured protesters. While most of the thousands of demonstrators convening at the G20 were peaceful, some lit fires Friday night on the streets of the city's Schanzenviertel neighborhood. For updates, follow VOA News on social media. This is VOA News.